Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Oh, no. Potatoes. Well, they're saying potato processors are trying to keep French fries on the menu after a cold, wet weather has damaged crops in the U.S. and Canada. Part of the problem, I guess, is the crop damage means potatoes are coming in a little bit smaller. I mean, come on, guys. We know about shrinkage when it's cold. French fry makers usually favor longer spuds, and they're saying it's likely that potato prices could climb this year in North America. So not to be a scary person, but boy, I'd stock up on your French fries. I'd get them while you can.
Ew, that's not as good, though, stocking up. Have you had frozen French fries? I mean, I guess...
I think nothing beats the real thing, like fresh out of the fryer.
Right.
But is there a kind that you like? Like, only thing I like, it's not really a French fry, I like tater tots.
Oh,
I like those.
Love
like
tots.
Crispy tots.
Give me your tots.
You know what I'm doing for lunch today. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of food, everybody is getting down with the chicken game. McDonald's is now testing a new crispy chicken sandwich at locations in Houston, Knoxville, and Tennessee. The sandwich is kind of a dressed down version of the McDonald's menu of other chicken sandwich options. It's going to have a fried filet served on a potato roll topped with butter and pickles. I need to try this. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now, needs to try this and tell me, how is it? So I was mentioning a woman that, well, she wanted to get a bigger seat. So I assume she was sitting in like coach or maybe business. But listen, if you've ever been in first class or even walking by it, those are bigger seats. They're not just in the front of the plane. They're way bigger. They're way more comfortable. And she wanted to get herself into that. So she faked a medical emergency to get a bigger seat. She faked like she was sick. The pilot ended up, though, turning the flight around to get her help for the emergency.
Oh.
It's like, okay, we have to make an emergency landing. Please take your seats, put your seatbelts on.
I would kill that lady.
Yeah, it turned out she faked it and she was taken into custody.
Oh, man.
What an idiot. All right, sad news to report this morning here. Little Bub is dead at the age of 8. The beloved internet cat died on Sunday after battling a persistent and aggressive bone infection. Little Bub had, I guess, some genetic mutations if you've never seen it before. We'll have a photo up on our blog. He was the cutest little cat, and he had feline dwarfism and osteoporosis.
Aww.
This cat had a lot of stuff going on, but just was funny. Went really viral on the internet years ago, and it's just great. There's actually a documentary, too. I think I haven't watched it yet, but it's called Little Bub and Friends. It was put out in 2013.
Aww.
I want to watch it now. So RIP to Little Bub. We're thinking of you. And don't cheat. Don't peek. I have a list here of the baby names from babynames.com. The most popular baby names for this year of 2019.
Yes, I am all about
Let's go with the boys. There were, I think, I got three names here. Give me a name, Mackenzie, you think was one of the top three names.
For boys?
A boy first.
Noah.
No, incorrect. Live the Web Girl. What do you think was one of the top three names for a boy this year? A baby boy.
I got
Hudson.
One.
No. Porkchop.
Preston.
No. Anybody else want to guess one more time, Mackenzie?
Acton.
Nope.
Arrow.
Nope.
Lunch. I don't know. I'm just starting to say stuff.
Dinner. Brunch. No.
Oliver.
Yes.
Ooh.
The other ones
Boom.
Were other ones were Liam and Theodore. There you go.
Theodore.
All right, real quick. What about for girls? Give me a girl's name here. Top three.
Emma.
Nope.
Olivia?
Nope. Porkchop.
Addie.
Nope.
I don't know.
Lucy.
Rose.
Harper.
No, I don't think you guys are going to get this one. Charlotte, Amelia, and Violet.
I love
hey,
those.
Hey, I was so close.
How are you close, Chops?
I said Rose.
Okay. Violet. Yeah, that's close.
And then there was Lily, and there was Dandelion, and Clover, and
Violet.
The worst is when you have a baby name and someone steals it. So the old debate is, do you tell people, do you state claim, like, this is my baby name, or do you keep it a secret so no one steals it?
Oh, here's my thing. If I have a name and I talk about it on the air, and then, like, one of our friends has it, first of all, I'm going to fight you and your wife. But second of all, we're going to keep the name. I'm not giving up a baby's name just because somebody else got it, like, stole it from us.
Well, let's say your baby name was Alexa, and then Alexa comes out, and everyone's like, boo, you're so boring.
I would change my kid's name if they were young enough, if that kind of technology thing came along. I'm like, sorry, your name is no longer Siri. I know it's a cute name, but we're changing it up. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check all this out online at joeandmackenzie.com. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Yeah!
All right. Kind of a weak response. We're going to get ready for it, though. We'll compose ourselves, and we will do Song of the Day coming up in less than 3 minutes here on Radio Now.